Big Bang Theory, widely accepted in the scientific community, asserts that the universe had a definitive beginning. This beginning marks the creation of space, time, and matter. For centuries, skeptics believed the universe was eternal, but this view has now been dismissed by modern science. A beginning implies a cause, and this cause must be external to the universe, transcendent, and beyond time and space. The Quran, revealed 1400 years ago, affirms this concept in ways that are profound and thought-provoking. The verse in Surah At-Tur asks a question that continues to resonate with us today. Or were they created by nothing, or were they the creators of themselves? This rhetorical question invites deep reflection. Can something come from absolute nothingness? Even the most advanced scientific models fail to explain how nothing could spontaneously produce the universe. Absolute nothingness cannot generate anything because it lacks potential or properties. Therefore, the universe must have originated from a cause that possesses the power to create, a cause unlike anything within the universe itself. Some argue that the universe could have arisen from a random quantum fluctuation. However, this explanation still presupposes the existence of a quantum field, which is something and not nothing. The question then shifts to, where did this quantum field come from? The chain of causation must eventually lead to an uncaused cause, one that exists necessarily and independently. The Quran directs us to consider this necessity, urging us to look beyond finite causes to the eternal Creator who initiated all existence. The idea of an eternal creator aligns seamlessly with what scientists describe as the fine-tuning of the initial conditions of the universe. Without precise calibration, the universe could not sustain itself, let alone produce life. When we think about the beginning of the cosmos, we find that the laws of physics, constants, and forces appeared in perfect harmony from the very first moment. Why would such a finely tuned system emerge randomly? The Creator, who designed these laws, ensures their consistency and effectiveness. Imagine a painter creating a masterpiece. Each stroke is intentional, purposeful, and contributes to the overall beauty of the artwork. The universe is a far greater masterpiece, and its existence demands a designer with infinite knowledge and wisdom. It is no wonder the Quran invites humanity to contemplate the heavens and the earth, reflecting on the signs that point to Allah. Scientists observe the universe's precision, but believers recognize it as a reflection of Allah's power. Even the timeline of the universe's creation is awe-inspiring. Scientists estimate that the Big Bang occurred approximately 13.8 billion years ago, releasing an unfathomable amount of energy that led to the expansion of the universe. This expansion continues today, as confirmed by observational astronomy. Allah mentions this phenomenon in the Quran, and the heaven we constructed with strength, and indeed, we are its expander. Surah Ad-Dariyat 51-47. How could an unlettered prophet, peace be upon him, know of this scientific reality 1400 years ago? Furthermore, the Quran's perspective on the heavens and the earth emphasizes their interconnectedness and ultimate origin from one source. Modern cosmology echoes this idea when describing how all matter and energy in the universe once existed as a singularity before expanding into the vast cosmos we see today. It is an incredible reminder that science and revelation often align, pointing toward the same truth. If we reflect on the Big Bang further, we must ask why it occurred at all. Why did the universe come into existence at that particular moment? The laws of physics alone cannot explain this. They describe how the universe behaves, but not why it exists. The Quran provides the answer, attributing creation to the will of Allah, who says, "Indeed, your Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and then established himself above the throne." Surah Al-A'raf 754. The process of creation did not end with the initial explosion of the Big Bang. It marked the beginning of a universe governed by order and precision. From the formation of stars and galaxies to the emergence of planets capable of supporting life, every stage reflects intentionality. The forces that govern this process, such as gravity, electromagnetism, and nuclear interactions, work together seamlessly. A slight deviation in any of these forces would render the universe lifeless. This precise calibration is not something that could arise by chance. Imagine rolling a dice with a trillion sides and landing on the exact number needed to sustain life. Now multiply that improbability exponentially, and you will begin to grasp the impossibility of such precision arising randomly. The Quran reminds us to reflect on such phenomena as signs of Allah's existence and perfection. The question of the universe's origin also leads us to consider its ultimate purpose. Why does the universe exist? Atheism often dismisses the idea of purpose, relegating existence to blind chance. However, such a view is deeply unsatisfying. Every creation has a purpose, from the smallest tool to the most complex machine. How then could the universe, a far greater creation, be devoid of purpose? When we observe the universe, we find that it not only supports life, but also inspires awe, curiosity, and gratitude. These emotions are part of our innate recognition of the Creator. Allah says in the Quran, "And we did not create the heaven and earth and all that is between them in play." Surah Ad-Dukhan 44:38. The existence of the universe is meaningful, purposeful, and deliberate. Moreover, the concept of time itself is a creation. Before the universe began, time did not exist. This is a difficult idea for the human mind to grasp, as we are accustomed to thinking within the boundaries of time and space. However, Allah exists beyond these constraints. He is eternal, without beginning or end, and His existence is independent of His creation. This idea is further supported by the fact that the universe is not eternal. The second law of thermodynamics, or the law of entropy, tells us that the universe is gradually running out of usable energy. If the universe were eternal, it would have already reached a state of maximum entropy, a cold, lifeless void. The fact that we exist in a vibrant, energy-filled cosmos confirms that it had a beginning. Even the smallest details of the universe, such as the properties of water or the arrangement of molecules, point to the wisdom of a creator. Every aspect of the natural world is interconnected, functioning as part of a larger system. These intricate relationships defy explanation through mere chance. It is Allah who has created everything in balance and harmony. Reflecting on the universe's origin also reveals the limits of human knowledge. Despite centuries of scientific progress, we cannot fully understand the mechanisms behind the creation of the universe. This humbling realization should lead us to acknowledge the Creator, whose knowledge encompasses all things. Allah is the source of all knowledge, as the Quran states. And of knowledge, you have been given only a little. Surah Al-Isra 17:85. Finally, the existence of the universe is not only a sign of Allah's creative power, but also a reminder of His mercy. He has created a world that sustains us, provides for our needs, and inspires us to seek Him. Every star in the sky, every blade of grass, and every breath we take testifies to His generosity and care. Truly, reflecting on the origin of the universe is an act of worship, deepening our understanding of Allah's majesty and greatness. Let this journey through the universe's beginnings ignite a sense of wonder and gratitude in our hearts, strengthening our belief in the Creator who brought everything into existence with wisdom and purpose. The concept of the universe being fine-tuned is one of the strongest arguments for the existence of an intelligent Creator. When we examine the cosmos, we find that the physical constants and laws governing it are precisely calibrated to allow life. For example, the force of gravity, one of the four fundamental forces, is perfectly balanced. If gravity were slightly stronger, stars would burn out too quickly, making life impossible. If it were weaker, stars wouldn't form properly, and there would be no heat or light to sustain life. This balance is not random. It is a sign of intricate planning. Similarly, the electromagnetic force plays a critical role in the stability of atoms and molecules. If this force were even marginally different, atoms would either collapse or fly apart. This would make the formation of complex molecules, such as DNA or proteins, utterly impossible. Such precision is far beyond the reach of chance or randomness. The Quran beautifully highlights this perfection, reminding us to reflect on the universe's harmony and recognize it as a sign of Allah's wisdom. The strong nuclear force, which binds the particles in an atomic nucleus, is another example of fine-tuning. If it were slightly weaker, protons and neutrons would not stay bound, and the only element in existence would be hydrogen. Conversely, if it were slightly stronger, atoms would form in such a way that no diversity of elements would exist. The existence of life as we know it depends on this delicate balance, and it speaks to the immense precision of Allah's creation. Then there is the weak nuclear force, which governs radioactive decay and plays a vital role in the formation of heavier elements in stars. If the weak nuclear force were slightly different, the star's life cycles would be disrupted, and the essential elements for life, such as carbon and oxygen, would not be produced. This fine-tuning ensures the continuity and diversity of life, a phenomenon that could never be attributed to mere coincidence. Another example of fine-tuning is the expansion rate of the universe. The universe expands at just the right rate to allow galaxies, stars, and planets to form. If it expanded too quickly, matter would disperse too thinly, and if it expanded too slowly, it would collapse back into itself. This precise expansion rate is described as being finely tuned to within a fraction of a percent. This extraordinary level of precision demands an explanation beyond naturalistic processes. The distance between Earth and the Sun is another striking example of fine-tuning. If Earth were slightly closer to the Sun, it would be too hot for liquid water, which is essential for life. If it were slightly farther, it would be too cold, and water would freeze. This precise positioning is often referred to as the Goldilocks zone, where conditions are just right for life to exist. How can such a perfect setup be explained without acknowledging a creator? Even the tilt of the Earth's axis is remarkably calibrated to support life. The Earth's tilt of approximately 23.5 degrees ensures that we experience moderate seasons. A greater or lesser tilt would result in extreme climate changes, making large areas of the planet uninhabitable. This consistency in Earth's rotation and tilt over billions of years indicates a well-ordered system, not a chaotic one. The size of the Moon relative to the Earth is another critical factor. The Moon stabilizes the Earth's axial tilt and creates the tides that play an essential role in regulating ocean life and weather patterns. If the Moon were much smaller or farther away, this balance would be disrupted, leading to chaotic environmental conditions. Such a precise arrangement is difficult to attribute to chance. The composition of Earth's atmosphere also points to fine-tuning. The precise mixture of oxygen, nitrogen, and other gases allows us to breathe and protects life from harmful radiation. If the levels of oxygen were even slightly higher, the risk of uncontrollable fires would increase dramatically. If it were lower, living organisms, including humans, would not have enough oxygen to survive. This balance is a testament to Allah's meticulous design. Water itself is an extraordinary example of fine-tuning. It is the only substance that expands when it freezes, allowing ice to float. This prevents entire bodies of water from freezing solid, preserving aquatic life even in cold climates. The unique properties of water are essential for life and are another sign of divine wisdom in creation. How could such an extraordinary molecule come about by accident? The Earth's magnetic field is another marvel of fine-tuning. This magnetic field protects our planet from harmful solar and cosmic radiation. Without it, life would be impossible. The field is generated by the motion of molten iron in the Earth's core, an incredibly precise process. The presence of such a protective shield demonstrates a carefully orchestrated system, not a random occurrence. The laws of thermodynamics, which govern energy and matter, also exhibit fine-tuning. The second law of thermodynamics ensures that energy flows in a way that sustains life. This law allows ecosystems to function and maintain balance. If these laws were different, the universe would not support complex systems, let alone life. Another fascinating aspect of fine-tuning is the arrangement of galaxies in the universe. Galaxies are not randomly scattered. They follow a pattern that allows for the formation of stars and planets. The vast voids and dense clusters in the universe create the conditions necessary for life to thrive in certain regions. This cosmic architecture reflects careful planning and purpose. Even the quantum properties of particles are finely tuned. The behavior of subatomic particles, such as electrons and photons, follows exact rules that allow chemical reactions to occur. These reactions are necessary for the existence of matter, including living organisms. Without such precise quantum mechanics, the universe as we know it would not exist. Time itself is another aspect of fine-tuning. The universe operates within a framework of time that allows processes to unfold in an orderly manner. This order is essential for the development of life, the growth of ecosystems, and the stability of the cosmos. Time's consistency is another indication of a creator's deliberate planning. The remarkable stability of physical constants, such as the speed of light and Planck's constant, is yet another example. These constants govern the behavior of energy and matter, and even the slightest variation would result in a universe incapable of supporting life. This unchanging stability suggests an eternal and all-powerful sustainer. The beauty of mathematics in describing the universe also points to fine-tuning. Mathematical equations perfectly describe natural phenomena, from the orbits of planets to the motion of particles. This harmony between mathematics and the physical world suggests that the universe was designed with intelligence and purpose. Even the concept of entropy and the universe's eventual heat death are finely tuned. The universe started in a state of low entropy, allowing complexity to arise over time. This initial condition is an unexplained miracle of fine-tuning that points to an intelligent origin. Finally, the sheer improbability of all these factors aligning by chance is staggering. Scientists often use the analogy of a room full of monkeys randomly typing on keyboards, eventually producing a Shakespearean play. The fine-tuning of the universe is far more improbable than this scenario. Such precision and order cannot be the product of randomness or chaos. Every aspect of the cosmos, from the grand scale of galaxies to the minutiae of quantum particles, reflects an extraordinary level of design. Each of these examples of fine-tuning is a sign, pointing to the existence of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his divine wisdom in creating a universe perfectly suited for life. The miracle of life is one of the most profound and undeniable pieces of evidence pointing to the existence of a creator. When we delve into the intricacies of biology, the complexity of even the simplest living organisms becomes clear. Take the human body, for instance, a marvel of design and precision. Every cell within it functions like a miniature city, complete with systems for communication, energy production, waste management, and defense. How could such an elaborate system arise by chance? It reflects the deliberate design of a higher intelligence. The DNA molecule, often called the blueprint of life, is a prime example of this complexity. It contains a staggering amount of information, billions of bits encoded within a double helix structure. DNA instructs cells on how to build proteins, which are essential for life. The probability of such a precise system forming through random mutations is astronomically low. Scientists themselves acknowledge that the information in DNA resembles an advanced computer code, suggesting intentional programming. Consider the process of reproduction, another astonishing sign of intelligent design. From the union of a single sperm and egg cell arises a fully developed human being. Within the mother's womb, the process of embryonic development unfolds with incredible precision. The Quran mentions this phenomenon, saying, "Then we made the sperm drop into a clinging clot, and we made the clot into a lump of flesh, and we made from the lump bones, and we covered the bones with flesh. Then we developed him into another creation." So blessed is Allah, the best of creators. Surah Al-Mu'minun 23.14. Modern embryology confirms this sequence, demonstrating the Quran's divine insight. The heart is another marvel that showcases the miraculous nature of life. It beats approximately 100,000 times a day, pumping oxygen and nutrients to every part of the body. This organ operates with precision, adapting its rate to meet the body's needs without any conscious effort on our part. Its intricate design is beyond the capacity of human engineering. Could such a perfect system emerge without guidance? The eye is another wonder of creation. It contains over 2 million working parts, processing light and color with extraordinary precision. The retina alone has around 120 million rods and cones that detect light and convert it into electrical signals for the brain to interpret. Such complexity defies the notion of randomness and points directly to a master designer. The brain, often described as the most complex structure in the universe, further reinforces this argument. With billions of neurons and trillions of connections, it enables thought, memory, and creativity. Its ability to process information and make decisions far surpasses any human-made computer. This level of sophistication could not have arisen through blind chance. Even at the microscopic level, life demonstrates intricate design. Consider the flagellum, a whip-like structure that allows bacteria to move. It functions like an outboard motor, complete with a rotor, stator, and propeller. Without all its parts working together simultaneously, the flagellum would be useless. Such systems could not have evolved step by step. They must have been created as complete, functional units. Plants also testify to the miracle of life. Through photosynthesis, they convert sunlight into energy, a process that sustains life on Earth. The chlorophyll molecule, essential for this process, is a masterpiece of chemical engineering. How could such a system, so perfectly calibrated, come into existence without a creator? The balance of ecosystems highlights the interconnectedness of life. From the tiniest microorganisms to the largest animals, every species plays a role in maintaining harmony. Disrupting one part of this system can lead to catastrophic consequences, underscoring the wisdom behind its design. The process of healing in the human body is another sign of divine wisdom. When we sustain an injury, the body immediately begins repairing itself, forming clots to stop bleeding and regenerating damaged tissue. This ability to heal is not random, but a built-in feature, a testament to the Creator's mercy and care. The sense of touch, taste, smell, hearing, and sight further reveal the intricacy of life. Each sense operates through highly specialized organs and neural pathways. The ability to experience the world in such rich detail is not only functional, but also brings joy and fulfillment, reflecting the generosity of Allah. Even the simplest forms of life, such as single-celled organisms, demonstrate complexity that defies explanation through random processes. These tiny beings carry out essential functions like metabolism, reproduction, and response to stimuli, all of which require intricate machinery at the molecular level. The diversity of life on Earth is another sign of divine wisdom. From the vibrant colors of flowers to the unique patterns of snowflakes, the variety we see in the natural world is staggering. Each creation has a purpose and contributes to the overall balance of the planet, showing the Creator's limitless creativity. Water, essential for life, also points to the Creator's mercy. Its unique properties, such as its ability to dissolve substances and its high specific heat, make it perfectly suited for sustaining life. The Quran repeatedly emphasizes water as a sign of Allah's provision, saying, "And we made from water every living thing. Then will they not believe?" Surah Al-Anbiya 21:30. The instinctual behaviors of animals further testify to intelligent design. Birds migrating thousands of miles, bees constructing intricate hives, and spiders weaving perfect webs, all these phenomena demonstrate knowledge and guidance placed within them by their Creator. The interconnectedness of the human body and mind also reflects divine wisdom. The way emotions, thoughts, and physical health influence one another shows an intricate system of balance. Such harmony could not arise by chance, but points to an intentional creator. The existence of consciousness itself is a profound mystery. The ability to think, reflect, and understand transcends mere physical processes. It is a gift from Allah, allowing us to recognize His signs and connect with Him. Life's resilience, its ability to adapt and thrive in diverse environments, also highlights divine planning. From deep sea creatures to organisms in arid deserts, the adaptability of life showcases the Creator's provision and care for His creation. In every aspect of life, from the smallest cell to the largest organism, we see evidence of design, purpose, and wisdom. Each sign invites us to reflect and acknowledge the one who brought it all into existence. The existence of morality presents one of the strongest arguments for the necessity of a creator. Without an ultimate source, the very idea of morality becomes arbitrary, yet it is something deeply ingrained in human beings. Regardless of culture, time, or personal beliefs, humans universally recognize certain values like justice, kindness, and honesty. This universal moral framework raises the question, where does it originate? If we were simply products of chance and natural processes, why would humans care about morality at all? Atheism struggles to provide a satisfactory answer to this profound question. From an evolutionary perspective, some argue that morality developed as a survival mechanism. Traits like cooperation and altruism are said to have evolved because they benefited the species. However, this explanation falls short. Many moral choices humans make have no immediate benefit to survival. Consider acts of self-sacrifice where individuals risk or even lose their lives for others, sometimes strangers. If survival were the ultimate driver, such actions would contradict the evolutionary goal of preserving oneself. The Quran sheds light on this phenomenon, explaining that humans were created with an intrinsic awareness of good and evil, known as the fitra. This fitra is a natural disposition instilled by Allah in every human being. It is why, even in societies disconnected from divine revelation, certain moral principles remain consistent. For instance, no society celebrates murder, theft, or betrayal as virtues. These universal truths point to a higher source of morality that transcends human invention. Without the guidance of Allah, humans may distort morality, but the fundamental sense of right and wrong persists, rooted in our very nature. This is why morality cannot simply be attributed to cultural norms or personal opinions. When atheists argue that morality is subjective, they inadvertently undermine its very authority. If right and wrong are determined solely by individual preference or societal consensus, they lose any objective grounding. What one culture deems acceptable, another might reject. In such a framework, concepts like justice or human rights become meaningless, as they are reduced to mere opinions rather than universal truths. Without a divine anchor, morality becomes fluid and unreliable. This fluidity creates a world where anything could potentially be justified as long as enough people agree. Human experience, however, rejects this relativism. People instinctively believe in moral absolutes. For example, we know that acts of cruelty or oppression are inherently wrong, regardless of who commits them or where they occur. This understanding is so deeply ingrained that even those who deny objective morality often appeal to it in arguments. When someone protests injustice, they implicitly acknowledge that some actions are objectively wrong. Such moral absolutes cannot arise from a materialistic worldview that reduces everything to atoms and molecules. Atheism also fails to account for the guilt and regret humans feel when they act against their moral compass. If morality were merely a social construct, feelings of remorse should not exist, especially when actions go unnoticed by others. Yet, humans experience profound guilt for wrongdoing, even in isolation. This internal struggle is evidence of a higher accountability ingrained in us. The Quran describes this as the nafs al-lawwama, the self-reproaching soul, which serves as a witness to our actions and reminds us of our responsibilities before Allah. Moreover, the concept of justice itself demands the existence of a creator. In a purely atheistic worldview, justice is an illusion, as the universe is indifferent to human actions. Yet, humans yearn for fairness and accountability. When we see acts of oppression, we instinctively desire retribution for the wrongdoer and relief for the victim. This longing for ultimate justice cannot be fulfilled in a world without Allah, where life ends at death and the deeds of the wicked go unanswered. Islam, however, provides clarity, affirming that Allah is Al-Adl, the just, and that every action will be accounted for on the Day of Judgment. The absence of divine accountability in atheism also leads to existential despair. If there is no higher purpose or moral order, life becomes a chaotic sequence of events with no inherent meaning. This nihilistic outlook is incompatible with the human spirit, which naturally seeks purpose and meaning. The existence of a moral compass within us aligns with the reality of a creator who has given us guidance through revelation. Allah's laws are not arbitrary. They align perfectly with human nature, addressing our needs and fostering harmony in society. The profound sense of empathy humans feel for one another is another testament to divine morality. Empathy drives us to care for the vulnerable, support the oppressed, and show kindness to those in need. This selfless compassion cannot be explained by evolution alone, as it often comes at a cost to oneself. For example, individuals dedicate their lives to serving others, expecting no material gain in return. This profound sense of altruism reflects the mercy and compassion of Allah, who has instilled these qualities in His creation as a reflection of His own attributes. Atheism's reductionist view of humans as mere biological organisms fails to explain the depth and richness of human morality. If we are nothing more than advanced animals, why do we aspire to virtues that transcend survival? Why do we value principles like forgiveness, humility, and generosity, which often contradict self-interest? The answer lies in our unique status as beings created by Allah, endowed with reason and moral awareness. The Quran reminds us of our purpose, to worship Allah and to be stewards of the earth, upholding justice and righteousness.